London's chronic housing shortage will see thousands descend on the mayor's office to demand a solution. They say rents in the British capital have been driven to unaffordable levels. Elsewhere in the UK, communities are rallying round to help others struggling to keep their homes. As Anastasia Chirkina reports.
My home is my castle, a concept on its way to becoming utopian for a rising number of Brits who face being kicked out onto the streets. 63-year-old Tom Crawford is fighting cancer. A law-abiding citizen his entire life, Tom is also fighting against a system which he says terrorizes people like him.
The courts are supposed to be protecting the people. They're protecting the banks. The police are supposed to be protecting the people. That's their oath, and they don't stand on their oath, and they protect the banks.
The grandfather of two took out a mortgage and bought a home in the 1980s for just over £40,000. He's lived here for 25 years with his wife, Sue, and says he's paid off the mortgage in full. When the bank which provided the loan went bust, another company set up by the government took it on and insisted only the interest had been paid.
The price of this house wouldn't buy a decent Mercedes for one of their executives. That's how pathetic these people are. They're giving up on the money now. They want the properties.
If they manage to get them out, they'll lose everything. And they've paid for it. They've paid for it. They just need someone to look at our evidence. That's all, really.
Tom is a local hero in his town. Hundreds of supporters flock to his home in Carlton, Nottingham from the crack of dawn as he gets yet another notice that bailiffs are coming to kick him out.
Would you want to be thrown out of your house if you knew you'd rightfully paid for it?
Tom's case is largely symbolic, as the issue of eviction has become all too familiar across the UK as an increasing number of people struggle to keep their homes across the country.